You're tuned in to episode 3 of my podcast, Welcome to the Winner's Circle. Tonight, I want to talk about space and boundaries. What are healthy lines to draw in the sand? Typically, everyone is in their daily routine, their daily habit, and at the same time, people are trying to progress, excel, elevate, evolve, X, Y, Z, etc., etc. And one of the things that ties in is creating boundaries for yourself. Immediately when people hear that word boundary, they get offended, they feel some type of way, they feel funny. But boundary is just a word that just kind of, it does limit your access to someone, it does limit the energy that they give to you, but everybody has that right. Boundaries are great because they create a space, and space is necessary when it comes to any kind of growth. In my opinion, I feel that there are 4 types of space. We have the creative space, the personal space, the professional space, and the growth space. Thanks to boundaries, these are the, you know, cutoffs, these are the spaces created for yourself so you can do what you need to do in order to grow and all that good stuff for yourself. The creative space pretty much is an artistic outlet. It could be either a visual arts or a performing arts. That's kind of self-explanatory. It could also be writing, if you are a creative writer, whether it's short stories or any type of poetry. Creative space could also be someone who is into making people laugh, making jokes, a comedian, doing comics, those kind of different things. Personal space is a second type of space, in my opinion. And with that space, that's just a time for you to step away from being on your daily routine, getting away from your habit, kind of getting off the clock and taking some time, personal time for yourself to regroup. You can do this with a friend, family member, by yourself. But that's pretty much the personal space. And also with personal space, you can take a vacation, you can go to a spa, or just something that relaxes you and draws you back into yourself and your needs and your wants and desires. The next space is professional space. Professional space is just pretty much how are you performing when you're at work, when you're on your professional platform, how are you dealing with others, what image are you presenting for yourself in the workplace. And if you happen to own your own business, then it's more of how are you leading your workers in your business, how are you promoting your business, and you know, just what image are you portraying for your business professionally in that platform. The last space is growth space. Growth space is a little bit in sync with personal space because it is about you personally in a sense, but also at the same time, it is a space that is developed for yourself, specifically for a moment of reflection, a period of growth. And it's more intentional. There's more of a purpose behind it, you know. Usually that growth space happens when people are in different parts or different milestones of their life. It could be graduating from high school. It could be graduating from college, moving to a new state or a new city or a country, what have you. It could be starting a new job. It could be a whole bunch of different life milestones that kind of nudge you to go into that growth space. And in a sense, it is in sync with personal space because it is about you in that moment. And that space area there, it's about you. It's exclusive for you. It's intentional. And it's really just a time for you to figure out how you want to start your journey, or if you're already in your journey, how do you want to, quote unquote, spice it up? How do you want to change it? How do you want to make it live a little? Typically, it's so easy to get caught into the same routine, and you feel like your, you know, your day in, day out routine, month in, month out, year in, year out routines are the same, and so it looks like a flat line. And so sometimes when you're on that flat line, you want to just either add things to your plate to kind of switch it up a little bit, do some new things that are different from what you usually do, Or it's also a time to kind of reevaluate and say, like, okay, I want to take this out and replace it with this. So that's kind of what the growth space is used for. Typically in the growth space, since it is intentional, the idea is for you to have a transformational transition. And I will credit those terms to Jay Shetty. If you don't know who Jay Shetty is, I highly recommend you look him up, Google him, listen to his podcast. He's got a Facebook page, all that good stuff. And just, you know, take a listen. But the point of a transformational transition is to feed your focus. So while you're in your growth space, thinking about you trying to, you know, start your journey, trying to figure out how to start your journey, or if you're in the midst of your journey and you feel like you need a moment to pull away and really figure out what your next step is for your life, that is a point where you can step away and feed your focus. It's supposed to be a time that will allow you to make a meaning or get something out of a shift in your life or a transition in your life. And it could be something that's currently happening that you're experiencing or something you're looking forward to. It's a time for you to be aware of your transition. So you need to be knowledgeable and aware. You should just pretty much at this point have some goals and really make a checklist on how to execute those goals and get those goals done on your own time map. You know, what works for you? Be realistic to your situation, really. And some people may ask, like, okay, if you're in the hustle and bustle of daily life, when can you take time off to do this type of thing? And a lot of people, like I said, they do it at different points in their lives, whether they graduate in high school or college, when they're set in their career or what have you, anything like that, or even when you've just gotten married or all those other milestones. You can take time from, you know, when those things are happening to kind of have your growth space, to be in your growth space and to kind of do your transformational transition. Depending if you're working, you know, you could say your timing for that could be like a week long. It could be a month long. If you're really lucky and you have a spouse or you're married or whatever, it could be a year long and you'll have a chance to really just do something different and figure stuff out. Or if, you know, regardless if you're single or married or not, it's still the reality of people have to work to survive and to live and feed themselves and keep a roof over their heads. So maybe all you can really get is a week, or maybe you can only really just get a weekend from a Friday afternoon to a Sunday evening type of thing. So really those are like the time frames that can work. Again, everybody's situation is different. Everybody's got different routines going on in their lives and different situations at different capacities, and different extremes. So you have to do what works for you. But, you know, it's really just a period of growth. And like I said in the beginning, in order to grow, you need space. And so it all kind of ties back in a cycle where you need boundaries set so you can have your growth. And sometimes it is kind of hard to set boundaries with people, but it's something that kind of comes into practice. So once you start setting boundaries, you kind of get better at it. And it's not to just close people out. You know, you can make time for the people that matter to you. However, like I said, if you do want some type of growth happening in your life, no matter what it is, you do need space, and boundaries helps create that space for you. Those spaces become exclusive just to you, and that's the whole point. That's the whole point of it, so you can grow. You need that exclusive time for yourself. But that was my podcast, and I hope you got something out of it. So just again, these are my opinions. It's, you know, my opinions of space. Creative space, personal space, professional space, and growth space. And you don't necessarily have to agree with these, but, you know, what do you think these mean to you in your life? Or how can you, you know, align these with things that's happening in your life now or things that you want to happen in your life? But again, I hope you got something from this podcast. And until next time, peace and blessings.